Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
My second wardrobe change. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Can't change the hair. So anyway, I'm with Carrie Wilkerson. Absolutely excited. Carrie, I got to tell the quick story. I was in London last fall, heard you for the first time ever speaking. I mean, I met you many times. And I was like, oh, my gosh, whatever it takes, we need her at the Igniting Souls Conference. And you nailed it. How was that speaking in London?
Well, it wasn't my first time. I have a great London base. I did masterminds in London for several years. My best friend lives in Manchester. But speaking is speaking, but Chris Ducker was the host there, and he and I have this great kinship. So, I always say any stage is like going home, but that was a great high energy crowd.
It was.
We did go to the first break. Carrie knocked me down, cornered me, and said, I have to have you come speak.
Yes.
What would it take to get you there? And I said, you know, interestingly, the first time my husband heard me talk, like, he ran the other direction. I don't know. Maybe I'm just better. 27 years later, I'm just better in my approach, I guess.
Yes. Oh, it was fantastic. And what I love is, I mean, you had some UK British jokes. It was funny. It was inspiring. But I mean, you've spoken, you know, I'm gonna ask you not to be humble for a second and say you've spoken on some very large stages.
Yeah.
What are some stages that you've spoken on?
I think our largest right now is 15,000.
Wow.
The MGM Grand. I've spoken there a couple of times, but yeah, some sales conferences. But I will say my largest platform is online.
Yeah.
And so we cannot, you know, I do always say, I don't want us to be modest, but I also don't want us to diminish the online platform.
Yes.
Because you guys have not been on a physical stage yet or a big physical stage. The Lord can use you in big, big, big ways with an online platform.
Ooh.
So I would say maybe my biggest stage is the James Dobson Show.
There you go.
Maybe.
That's
or the Juan Maxwell platform. I've been
That's
here
huge.
Or entrepreneurship with Dave Ramsey. So honestly, I think, let me reframe that now. My largest live in-person stage, 15,000, but bigger stages online.
And
largest stage is always, you know what I'm going to say, is always having a book.
Oh, that's good.
Say that, you guys. It's just the truth. The largest... let me give you a quick example. Do we have time?
Please do it. Yeah.
My eldest daughter, she's my second child, but my eldest daughter just graduated college and is working for a corporation where I have done some keynoting. She's in the HR office using her degree there. And we went to lunch on Father's Day and she hands me a gift. And she says, this is a gift with a story. There's a woman in our office who has this little jewelry selling business. And so I bought this set of jewelry from her for you. I told her my mom would really like that. She said, you know, I was really inspired to start a business by this book that I read called The Barefoot Executive.
Whoa.
And Emily kind of thought she was messing with her. Like she was.
Yeah, like, duh.
And she said, really? She said, you know, that's my mom, right? My name is Emily Wilkerson. That's my mom. And the woman's like, started like bawling.
Wow.
I wrote that book, Carrie, in 2011. And this woman only was exposed to it a few months ago and now is crossing paths with my daughter.
That is amazing.
It started a business by circumstances out of her control, is now a single mother, now supplementing her income.
Yes.
It's a business she was inspired to start from The Barefoot Executive that I wrote almost 9 years ago. So you guys, your biggest audience, you never know where your book passes from hand to hand to hand.
That's right.
Sent me pictures from the Philippines of my book on the shelf of a library.
Yes.
I mean, your best audience in biggest audience.
I love that. See?
With the book.
See, you fit right with our tribe already. In fact, folks, you hear me say all the time that, you know, a lot of people want passive income and that's their motivation for writing a book. But I tell people, Carrie, that it's passive impact as well. And that's exactly what happened with your daughter.
Yeah.
She didn't know. The woman had no idea, and yet here she is saying, "Oh my gosh, your mom changed my life." Hang on one second.
What did I win?
Hang on. Somebody won. I'll tell you what, man. I was listening to Creed. There goes my secret. My secret.
No, wait, let me write that down. Creed is the
Creed is the secret sauce. When you are needing to get into a playlist where that motivates you. So there you go. Someone must have called me and it switched
that's,
my
that's switched funny. My so that those are some of the audience and some of the impacts. Now the exciting thing, what I was most excited about was how that impacted my daughter. My daughter, who's at an age and stage where maybe she doesn't think her mom knows so much, right?
Yes.
And I said to my husband, you guys know I'm a spiritual person. I said to my husband, that was just evidence to me that the Lord was chasing her down, right? Chasing her down by saying, look how my ripples work. This happened in a whole other state, a whole other time, a whole other place. And she just happened to mention it to you. That's no mistake, Emily. You're still mine, right?
There you go. You got the mother thing going on.
Always the mother thing.
But let's talk about that because, you know, people might not know this, but ironically, the tribe that I'm honored to serve, more are women than men.
Nice.
And I get a question a lot and I can't answer it because sometimes the women say, Carrie, I'm an entrepreneur. And in fact, Jonalee right here, Jonalee, what's up? So there she is. But she's a woman and she's a mother. And they say, how do you balance it all? And I'm sure that question comes all the time, Carrie, but that's part of what is going to come out in your conference talk. But give us a few tips, like how do you balance that as a mom?
So I have been generating an income at home for over 21 years since the adoption of my first two kids. That was before easy internet. It was before people were working at home. It's before it was a thing. And I just felt very called. I adopted sibling toddlers from the foster care system, my oldest two. They are now 21 and 23. We all survived. And then I had two more after that. So I have been in this stage of building a business at home through all those stages. People say now, oh, it's easy because your kids are older. Listen, they were not born at this age. They were not born 12 to 23. We came up with ranks. Have a husband who travels pretty extensively with his job and his company. And I will say the number one lie, myth maybe is less harsh of a word, is balance.
Balance, yeah.
And here's why. Number one, we're never all going to agree on what that looks like.
That's right. And,
you know, balance in the South might look different than balance in the North. Balance with one looks different than balance with four. Balance with my four looks different than his four because I have a lot of special needs, right? So that there's no balance. It's more of a rhythm. A client talks about rhythm. It's ebb and flow. But
when
you have to know, what's her name? Jonalee?
Jonalee, yep.
Has to know is first, you have to establish what your core priorities are with you and your shareholders, meaning your family, whatever that looks like.
That's good.
Parents, you and your kids, you and your cat, you and your spouse, whatever that looks like, you and your ex and your joint kids, whatever that looks like, you have to create your core priorities, your core family values, what that looks like to you.
Mm.
You also have to realize that child rearing and child centrism has become a form of idolatry. And
that's good.
That book, it would not sell.
Speak it. And tell us what that means.
What I mean is that the society does not work best when we revolve our lives around the children. It was not ever designed to be that. It's not biblical. It's not smart. Nor do my kids want me in their face 24/7. Doesn't mean I'm outsourcing them. It means raise them to be independent humans. Don't drop everything every time they have a need. Teach them to problem solve and figure some. Put the snacks on a low shelf for the love. So that kind of thing means it's okay and it's not selfish for you to have a business and be a mom It doesn't mean that's your thing and you're being selfish and taking away from them. It means you're showing them how to use your gifts and God-given abilities. It means you're showing them that with bills come, with responsibility and privilege come bills. Yeah. Also, the Bible is very clear on how many times it tells us to work. Work is a gift, work is a privilege, work is a responsibility. It enables us to further the kingdom, to offer our family options. So when you say, oh, I can't do that because I have kids at home, that's just a lie you're telling yourself to let yourself off the hook. Stop that. Ooh. Is it to the enemy or stop? I got into tough love super early, didn't I?
This is why you need to come. I mean, this is why you are coming. I mean, you've got amens, you got core family values, you got awesome rhythm rather than balance.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And so we just went to Disney recently to celebrate my daughter's graduation from college. And while we were there, I got up before they did. I did about an hour of meaningful work before they ever knew. I answered emails maybe for 30 minutes at night. I worked. My clients didn't know I was gone. My kids knew I was working because that's what mom does, but I was still very present, very engaged. We had an amazing week. Is that balance? No, it was very imbalanced. I was a little behind on some things when I got home. It was imbalanced family-wise, but it fell with the rhythm of what needed to happen at the time, right?
Love it.
This week, I've got two that are at different camps during the day. They're still at home at night, but they're coming and going. So this week, I have a few more hours to focus on some work, to focus on some interviews. And I don't have a ton of time with the kids except at night and in the morning before they go. But let me tell you what balance looks like for me. One of mine had an overnight last night and I was going to go pick her up for camp this morning. And she said, "You're coming, right?" Instead of her dad, he's working at home. "You're coming, right? Because I need to kiss your face before camp."
There you go.
That is wealth.
That is
relational wealth. The option to go pick her up, let her kiss my face, and take her to camp. What does my balance look like during the day, hour-wise? We're not meant to be measured in hours. We're meant to measure in moments, right? And so that was a moment that I had, that she needed. So that's what that looks like.
Do you guys see the wealth? I mean, seriously, this is, I'm taking notes. I'm going to go back on this one, but say that again. Something is not measured in hours, it's measured in moments.
Well, our family values are not measured in time, measured in hours, they're measured in those moments. And those are the things my kids are going to remember. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they don't even know how much I'm working right now. But
yeah,
if we give kids too much of the responsibility and the blame, we say, well, I can't do that because of kids, or I can't balance this. Part of lack of balance is our own fault. And we can look right here. And say, put it down, put it away.
Yeah.
Take time for dinner. Go put it away. You are not as necessary as you think you are to everybody. Put it away. You're not selling liver, kidneys, marrow, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can go handle that later. And part of that is training yourself on boundaries and training your clients on boundaries. But you don't have to be on 24/7. And if balance is an issue for you, take social off your phone, right? So many little tricks and hacks, and I'm full of those 21 years of hacks and things that do work and don't work and have helped, those kind of things. But I don't believe that balance really exists. I would say, let's look at the 12, right? Let's look at Jesus and the 12. They were told to sell stuff and follow me.
Yeah. It's not balance. Yeah.
Do what I've called you to do. Do what I've called you to do. Not let's poll everybody. Let's put on social media. What do you guys think about this opportunity that I have? Right. We're told to get into our calling and do what we're called to do. And Carrie, if I'm called to teach, if I'm called to speak, if I'm called to show women what's possible in their life, their business, their ministry, enlightened men too. If that's what I'm called to do, then me saying, oh, but sister has a birthday next month, so I need to stay home and plan for the birthday, then that's me being disobedient to that calling. Instead, I need to say, how can I make that work? Do we celebrate early? Do we celebrate late? Do we celebrate often, which is always a good rule? How do we make that work? And how do I teach my kid that commitment is important, that work is valuable, and that your calling is necessary?
I love it. Well, you just got the comment from Jonalee. Wonderful. Can't wait until you rock the conference. A lot of you are coming to the conference. Ron, I know you are, and I believe Sherry and Valerie. Listen, if you're coming to the conference, go ahead, type in ISC19. Also, she just gave us a ton of great content. Whether you're a guy, whether you're a female, I want you to seriously consider some of these thoughts that you just wrote down. I love what you're saying, where you know, you're not always available and you do have margins and you aren't putting the kids as the center. So in a moment, I'm going to ask Carrie to share where you can find out more about her. But seriously, folks, right now we are in the early bird tickets pricing. And I just told Carrie, we have more people today than we did last October. And so we are going to run out of room. We sold out last year. We're talking with the hotel to reconfigure some things so we can get more people.
That's exciting. But, well, I yeah. One thing about balance before we talk about tickets again, sure. Not only because now she's got my brain working this way.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here's balance. I said to Carrie when he asked me, I don't do weekend speaking engagements anymore unless I bring one of my kids or my husband with me. If I take time away from them on the weekend, one of them's going to be with me learning and doing. And he said, I love it. You practice what you preach. Yeah. That's amazing. And so that's the reason I agreed to come. So you guys will actually meet one of the kids. It'll probably be Katie Grace, because you told me about the red carpet. Katie is a Broadway hopeful.
Oh, yeah. Stage stuff that you shared. Yeah.
And so the reason she's coming is because one of the things we practice in our family is vision casting. And so we've already talked about a gown, and we've already talked about paparazzi, and we've already talked about her moment on the red carpet so that she can have that picture.
Yes.
Vision and train and practice.
Whoa.
With. So that's, Jonalee, that is part of why I do what I do. Now let's talk about early bird pricing and why events are necessary, mandatory, and are worth getting a sitter, making the arrangements, making the investment in. Can I just dive into this?
Please dive into it.
Okay, an event can change everything. An event can change everything. There are story after story in history of Mary Kay Ash who slept in her car and ate cheese and crackers just to get to an event so she could be exposed to the ideas and the top achievers and the vibes, for lack of a better word, the good energy of people wanting things and doing things differently. So she
never heard that.
Yes.
Wow.
It's in her book. You can not You Can Have It All, but her first book.
Sure.
An event changed my life. When I first started online in 2007, my first investment was for an event. I already had a business, but I wanted to go online. And so I invested in this business. Too much testosterone in the room. I was not qualified to be there yet. I had a baby at home. She was 6 months old. She was the fourth one. So my husband and his helpers, you know, four kids and under, made the arrangements, made the investment. It was at a hotel that I had never spent that kind of money to stay at, this kind of a hotel. Yeah. Even though we made good money, it just didn't, you know, it was just really different. It was a stretch. And at that event, as those people were talking on stage, I very clearly felt and heard, why not you? Why not you? This is before I was speaking. Why not you? So at a break, when everybody else rushed out of the room, I went, you know where I went? I went to the stage. I got up on the stage and faced the audience because that's the view I wanted.
Wow.
Instead, they always recognized a marketer of the year and they gave a $10,000 check to your charity and that kind of thing. I said, I was brand new, keep in mind, brand new online, said, next year, this is my view and I'm winning the check.
Wow.
And guess what?
You did?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
2009, marketer of the year, first woman, first rookie, $10,000 for orphans. And because I went to an event, it changed everything in what I saw possible and what I believed. I invested in an event a few months ago. I went to Australia. I didn't have any downtime. I went, turned around, came back, invested heavily to be there, came back and implemented that. And what I got most powerfully was not necessarily the teaching or the training, but it's because of a couple of things I saw what was possible.
Wow.
Possible. And so you guys, listen to me. I don't make a dime off this event. It's not my event. I'm as excited about being there as you are. If you have not invested yet, you find a way, you make a way, make a plan, set aside the money, get your ducks in a row as far as childcare. Make sure the people around you know it's important. It can change everything. You need to be around possibility thinkers. You need to be around doers. You need to be around like-minded men and women, because the people in your family, the people in your neighborhood, the people in your church, people in your school are not all wired this way. It's okay to say that. Maybe not out loud to them, but I'm looking at you and I'm saying they're not all wired that way. So you have to take responsibility for you, your dream, your calling, your business, and be in the room. You know, Hamilton has a song, "Be in the Room Where It Happens." There's so much truth to that. You have to be in the room. It's not the same buying the recordings. It's not the same hearing about it after the fact. You have to be in the room with where it happens, with the people. That's the way, you know. There's a scripture about the church body that says, forsake not the assembling of believers.
That's right.
I feel the same about goal setters and achievers. There's power in the congregation. There's power in the collection of us. So be there. Be there. Make it happen.
I love that. We are going to be there. It sounds like a lot of these people are going to be here. And I fully agree with you. Events have changed my life. I get it. Like, maybe it's weird to say, but it took me till the age of 41 before I ever made it in London. Cause I told myself, well, you know, you shouldn't travel and, you know, you got to be around the kids and this and then, and for a lot of years I did, but I felt last time I went overseas in October, I said, I think God's calling me to a new audience. And I feel like I need to model that. So I'm with you, Carrie, you're growing. You just said you grew in Australia. I'm growing. And folks, this is why we are inviting Carrie, because she is a soul on fire, if you didn't pick up that energy yet.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not, we have to change our mindset. This is not time away from them. This is time invested for them.
Awesome.
So you have a meeting with your shareholders. I went to Australia over my kids' spring break. Like there I missed go. Their spring break. They didn't care. We made a plan. They That's had right. a great time, but I said to them, here, we had a board meeting, so to speak. I am accountable to my shareholders. Every CEO should be accountable to their board. I am accountable to my shareholders. And I said to them, here's why I'm going. Here's what I'm going to learn and to implement. Here's the important part. Everybody listen, lean in. Here's the date I'm going to implement it by when I get back. And here's the difference it's going to make for our family. This is why I'm going to be gone at spring break, right? And it wasn't easy. It was a hard trip because of the flight. And, you know, it was exhausting. It was
sure.
But I also made a commitment that I would return those funds by X date and that I would they would have a return on their investment because
awesome.
I invested their mom for that week. So their return on investment needed to look like this by this date and this implementation. And they've held me accountable and it's been worthwhile. So have that conversation. First of all, it's not their choice. You get to say to them, this is why this is important for our family. This is why I'm going. Here are the arrangements I've made for you and the family while I'm gone. And this is why I feel like this is in the plan. And they love it. And my kids, I didn't know this would be a benefit of me being a business. I started a business not because I had an idea, not because I wanted to make a lot of money, but because I wanted to be home with these two kids that we fostered to adopt. They needed some stability. Period. Right. Story, but I still needed a paycheck. It was our reality. So what I didn't know would be a side effect 21 years later is that now I have three daughters, one son. Mm-hmm. But my three daughters are 21, 15, and 12. And can I tell you, Carrie, they see no limits.
Wow.
They see no limits. They're like,
because you've modeled it.
Well, of course I can have a career and a family. Well,
yeah.
Of course stages of multiple thousands of people are possible. Well, of
sure.
course you can have a voice. Well, of course you should have an opinion. Well, of course you can be unapologetically Southern and female and still strong and still evangelical. You know, I have really busted through those ceilings. So.
Yeah.
We can't say, oh, I need to make sure my kids are surrounded by great role models. I say, I should be that great role model.
Wow.
I should be the one that my kids are like, heck yeah, my mom can do anything, right? And so that being said, that's why you need events. That's why you need to be there. That's why they need to see you taking, dressing up, getting cute, taking pictures with strong, powerful people. My kids have a joke. I'm so networked that my kids will go, well, of course you know them. Well, of course they know who you are. Well, you know, they just assume now. It didn't start that way, right? So I think women and guys, parents, all of us, kind of we have a responsibility to step into that role model and that calling, because we wouldn't tolerate it from them if they were shirking or shrinking.
So why do we tolerate for ourselves? Ouch. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you got Southern women represent. You got comments right here. So folks, this is just a little bit of the heat that you're going to feel in a good way. And I didn't even tell you this, Carrie, but this is what we said. We said, anybody who's one of our tribe members who invites four others, I hope this is okay with you, but they are getting a private lunch in a private room with you on Saturday. So there you go. Carrie has to do it now. No, but here's the thing. If you want extra access, bring someone. Carrie, maybe this is our last point. Why is it important? I just saw somebody here say that they're bringing their husband. Why is it important to bring your business partner, your friend, your husband?
Like your teenage daughter. Yes. Yeah. It's important if somebody is a shareholder in your business, for sure. Sometimes they need to see it for themselves. It's not always enough for them to be supportive. Sometimes they have to be in the vision with you. I will say my husband thinks I can do anything. I posted on Father's Day, I think my dad hung the moon. He thinks I can do anything I set my mind to. And guess what? We're both right. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I think they need to see other possibility thinkers. They need to see other achievers. They need to see people that look like you and don't look like you. I think it's important. Also, time away is important. That's a great time to have shareholder meetings and time away. I will say one of the hard things about chasing a dream or a vision or a calling or a business is we ask our family to give so much and our spouse to give so much, to do without money, to do, I'm going to invest all this, to do without time. Like they're eating takeout. We're too tired to cook. We're too tired or whatever. They do without all these things, and we still want them to be supportive. So a time away, even if you can paint it as some time away.
Sure.
That's also helpful. But yeah, business partners, kids, you never know when somebody else is going to catch the vision. And also sometimes it releases us from a little anxiety when we're not in the room alone.
Yeah.
So I think that's important too. It's fantastic. So important.
I love it. Carrie, where can people find out more about you?
So my name is spelled like the Stephen King novel, CarrieWilkerson.com. Carrie Wilkerson on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can find me in those places. That's where I hang out, where I frequent. And you can find me, most importantly, in person in October, right?
October. Absolutely. October.
Yeah, in Columbus.
That's right.
Very exciting.
IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
So exciting.
Yeah, what a day. Listen, you are on fire, but
can I tell everybody that I'm going to go ahead and commit. I'm going to have my new trilogy on leadership releasing at the conference.
And can I commit that we're going to have a book signing?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Let's do it.
I will not sign all three of them. I'll sign one of them.
That's awesome. I love it. Congrats to you. All right, folks. Listen, we love to see you connect with Carrie. Also come to the conference, and we'll be in touch very soon. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at CarrieOberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.